All right, so it's a story that we kind of chatted about earlier this week on The Ralphie Show. We didn't really have a lot of details, so now we're turning to Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was here on The Ralphie Show. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, Demi, Selena, and Taylor. They're all best friends. They FaceTime. They hang out. Miley Cyrus, not so much in that circle. And now the three are ganging up on the one. What's going on here, Andrew?
There's rumors that Miley Cyrus was going after Justin Bieber in the past. That, of course, would not make Selena Gomez very happy. After going to rehab, she's really sought comfort in her girlfriends, and that would be Taylor Swift and Demi Lovato. Mm-hmm. Now, these three girls, it's kind of like a Mean Girls situation where Miley's not in the club anymore, and they're doing things like not attending the same events as Miley, not RSVPing to the same parties, and this is actually being hurtful to Miley's pocketbook because, you know, if Miley can't get access to an event and the other three can, she could lose out on upwards of $300,000 for an appearance fee.
Wow, it's interesting. You know, it's cool that Demi, Selena, and Taylor kind of all have each other's back, though. Although you wonder, too, how true those Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber rumors were. They've been around for quite some time. We're recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, Christina Aguilera. One second, she's engaged. The next second, now she's pregnant. Give me the details.
Well, we caught up with Matt Rutler's mom. That is, of course, Christina Aguilera's fiance. And she's on the East Coast. When asked if Christina and Matt would relocate to New York anytime soon from LA, she said it would be very difficult with a baby on the way. So, of course, the family's very excited that Christina is now both engaged and pregnant. Everyone's really looking forward to Christina's second child, and everyone in the Rutler family now, of course, already considers her one of the family.
Happy for the both of them. Matthew, too, big shout out to him. He went to college, actually, in Rhode Island. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly and senior reporter Andrew Nodell. All right, so Christina Aguilera is pregnant. Meanwhile, somebody else may be preparing to expect Carrie Underwood. What's going on here?
Well, Carrie Underwood has had a heck of a year. She has been so busy. She's hosted the Country Music Awards, where she swapped gowns 10 times, and then she made TV history performing in The Sound of Music Live, and she's just, you know, she was on a 114-date tour. So she's been working like crazy. She's ready to settle down. She's more in love than ever, and she's looking forward to starting a family in 2014.
Good. Well, hey, happy for Carrie Underwood and her hubby as well. She is a class act all the way. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend.
You too.